Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverett.
Where we have to say his name like this.
And it's two balls and two strikes on
Braxton Fulford III.
I'm not going to do this.
Let's do this at bat.
I'm not going to do this the entire game. People are going to drive their cars off the road. I'm not going to do that.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. On the line, Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering live from New York. Morning, Level.
Hey, good morning, everybody. They just took the tarp off and put it back on momentarily, but we should be good to go for two today.
Are you out there already?
Oh, yeah, buddy. I am sitting in my perch. It's all set. I got Vinny. I'm one hand down in my cribbage match with Vinny Rotino. It's great.
You know what, man? That's such a New York mentality, and I've gotten more and more used to it over the years because my daughter goes to school out there. And it's just like you spend so long in New York City worried that you ain't going to get there on time, that you leave absurdly early for everything. And you usually get there in relatively short order, and then you wait. It's hurry up and wait all the time.
It is a tough mentality, but you know, I will say this, that I lived in Los Angeles for a long time, went to college down there, and then worked out in Los Angeles for a long time. And you plan your day around the traffic, right? And inevitably, the traffic isn't what you expect it to be. And you get there early and you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs for a while before your appointment or whatever it is. And the same can be said in New York. But the one time that you don't plan ahead for the traffic and you just think it's going to be a breeze, it takes you forever. So for me, I'd rather be there early and plan for the worst and make sure that I'm there on time as opposed to the other way around.
Especially if Rotino's there with you for a good game.
Yeah, no doubt. If Vinny's here, I got to make sure I'm here early.
Jeff, you are living a baseball broadcaster's dream. When the off day is a perfect day, and then when it's time to play, it's rain. And now you have to prepare for two games. And we just mentioned it before you came on. Talk a little bit about how that changes your day, because most of the players that play in the first game sometimes don't have to play in the second game, but as a broadcaster, you don't get to take game two off. So talk about what you have to go through and how this changes your preparation to call two games in one day.
I would say that my caffeine intake will be doubled today. That's number one. I've already started with my Uncrustables, so we're all square in terms of my breakfast foods.
Uh-huh.
The preparation is pretty similar, right? You're just prepping for another game. And while it would be great if it was just a straight doubleheader where you play game one and then 45 minutes later you're ready to play game number two, you know, we got a little bit of time in between so we can grab some dinner or whatever and relax and get ourselves ready to go for game number two. The nice thing is, especially for game number one today, is that the Brewers didn't change their lineup or anything from what it was going to be yesterday to what it is today.
Nice.
So you don't have to change anything. If you wrote it in your scorebook, it still stays the same. The pitching matchup is going to be the same as it was for game one yesterday. So the prep is basically done for the first game. And the Brewers know that Jacob Mizrowski is going to go in the second game today. So the preparation is very similar to what it would be for any game. Just it's a longer day at the ballpark. That's all it is.
Definitely longer because right now it's 9:49 Eastern time, and you probably have been there for an hour, and you're not going to probably get out of there until about 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight, correct?
I would say it's very generous on a 9:30, 10 o'clock departure.
Yeah.
It's a 7:10 game, right? So say they play two and a half hours.
6:10, 7. Yep.
Yeah, that's 9. That's 9:30, and then the potential bus would be an hour after the fact. I mean, your head on pillow maybe at 11 o'clock at the best.
Jeff Levering,
it's a long day.
Live with us this morning from New York. You mentioned the matchup, so we got Freddie in game one, right? And we are sticking with Mizrowski for game two.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's going to be great.
That's quite a one-two punch level.
Yeah. No, if you're the Mets, you're sitting there going, man, we got to face both these guys in game one and game two. No way. So it's worked out very well for the Brewers in terms of their pitching. Freddie's going to be working on a full 7 days worth of rest. And for Mizrowski, this is his sixth full day of rest because he pitched last Wednesday against the Pirates. So both have bonus days. So we'll see how the stuff's coming out of the hand today.
What are you learning about Miz and his prep now? Now that he's three starts in, this will be his fourth, right? Like, does the schedule change and a new stadium venue, all of that stuff? Is that the kind of thing that's going to rattle a young guy like him, or is he pretty steady?
I think he's pretty steady. His routine has been the same since day one, and I don't think that's going to change. I will say that the media pressure for Mizorowski was really starting to ramp up a lot. Yeah. I mean, you saw it in Wednesday's game and the demand for I mean, everybody did.
Eric,
everybody
part of
did.
It.
Right. So, I mean, now that you're in New York, it's only going to be, you know, exponentially bigger for this start tonight. But the fact is that he was only going to talk to the media yesterday. Media availability for him is only the day before he starts, so he doesn't have to worry about that kind of stuff. And I think it's a smart move to have the Brewers say, listen, he's got a lot on his plate. There's a ton of expectations on his shoulders and on that right arm. Don't put more on it than you need to and let him kind of settle in a bit. But I think that having him make the night game start here in New York, it's going to be pretty electric tonight, I would assume.
Jeff, what do you think we're going to learn about this Brewers team on this road trip? They're facing a Mets team that's been scuffling but could break out of that slump at any point. And you're going to end the road trip in Miami against a Marlins team that's playing some of their best baseball this season.
It's a really interesting series, Telly, because I mean, just with the timing of everything, because you're playing two games today, you got a night game tomorrow, long travel down to Miami after the game tomorrow for a night game Friday, and then two day games Saturday and Sunday. So, I mean, you're playing a lot of games. You're playing six games in the span of basically 5 days. It's going to tell you a lot about this team. And while the Mets are reeling right now at 3-13 over their last 16 ball games, you know they're going to break out. They are one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, if not the best team in Major League Baseball, for 2 months before this little slide. So you hope that they don't get hot until after the Brewers leave town. Now, on the flip side, the Marlins, hottest team in baseball right now, hottest team going. And you know that they're going to fall back to earth. At least you hope they do. But they've got some really good young arms that they're running out there. They've got a young team that isn't necessarily playing for anything. There's a freedom in that. So hopefully the Brewers don't catch the Marlins at a bad time, or maybe you do catch them at a bad time when they're coming off of this hot streak over the weekend.
Enjoy the trip out there to the Big Apple. Doubleheader for you as well. Thanks, Level. Appreciate the early time. Tell Vinny hello.
You got it, guys. And I'm going to kick Vinny's tail right now. The comeback starts right now.
All right, my friend. We'll talk next week.
We need is a rain out.
I can get us a rain out.
Man, there ain't been a cloud in the sky in weeks.
$100 says I get us a rain out for tomorrow.